Welcome back. You're listening to MyTechnologyLawyer.com. We're listening to you. If you'd like to call in, you sure can do it. Toll free, in fact, 866-685-7469. Give Miss Linda a call. She's monitoring our board operations this afternoon. She'd be happy to hear from you and put you right through, give you a chance to talk to our guest. Or if you're listening at the desktop, as 80% of our listeners do, and you're listening at work, a little hesitant about picking up that employer's phone and calling in, you can slip me an email on the quiet, radio@mytechnologylawyer.com. I monitor those emails live as the show progresses. You can also send that email if you're listening to an archived version of the program. Maybe you got a CD-ROM at one of the IOSTED conferences. Maybe you're listening to the archive stream on the My Technology Lawyer website. Well, just send that email anyway. Be sure to tell me what show you listen to and the guests that you'd like to talk to, because here's the real value. Not only will you get an answer from the question for your question and get some education on the point, but you will also get that answer directly from the guest involved. That'll give you a chance to establish a rapport with the guest and expand your personal network. So it's well worth doing, and we encourage you to send those emails. radio@mytechnologylawyer.com. I have on the line with me a very talented co-host and returning guest, Nadia Limi. Nadia, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Scott.
And this week we're talking about the Antennas Radar Wave Propagation Conference. This is the one scheduled for, in fact, May 30th and June 1st in Montreal, which is in Quebec. And before we get going with this, I know you have brought with you to the radio show the chair of the program, but I want people to get a chance to go over to the IOSTED website. That's IASTED.com. And when you get to the homepage, this particular conference is scheduled for May, so you'll have to click on the conference link and then scroll on down to the May schedule, and you'll see it listed there. Antennas, Radar, and Wave Propagation, ARP 2007. A fabulous conference. This is the fourth year in a row you've done this. Is that right, Nadia?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, super. Well, why don't you introduce our chairman, and then we'll be able to learn more.
Okay. Thank you very much, Scott. The conference chair for the IOSTED International Conference on Antennas, Radar, and Wave Propagation is Professor Zhengping Yao. Professor Yao is a professor and director of the Microwave Photonics Research Laboratory at the University of Ottawa, Canada. Professor Yao's research interests include photonic processing of microwave signals, radio over fiber, UWB over fiber, and optically controlled phased array antenna. Professor Yao, do you want to say a few words regarding ARP 2007?
Yes, sure. This conference, Antenna, Radar, and Wave Propagation, this is the first time that this conference is held in Montreal, in the east of part of Canada. And this conference, you see that we have different papers discuss different areas about this area. And in this Montreal region, you know that we have around this region have a university and a lot of university like the McGill Universities, Concordia University, University of Montreal, and also in Ottawa we have University of Ottawa and the Carleton Universities. And also we have here in this region, we have in Canada, we have a National Research Council that, and the Communication Research Center. So this really is a good opportunity for the researchers in Canada also from the other areas of the world to discuss the topics about antenna, radar, and wave propagation.
Yeah, this is a pretty high-profile stuff. Now, I'm interested in, you've got some special sessions here that are listed, and the first one is radio over fiber technologies. Tell me a little bit about that. You know, radio over fiber technologies, that doesn't sound like radar.
Yeah, radio fiber is it's a very new area and a very hot area. Usually, you know that radio is... We radiate the radio into free space.
Right.
Like, for example, now you see the broadcast. We use wireless radiation. But radio fiber is that we use we distribute radio signals over optical fiber. The reason that we use optical fiber to distribute radio radio signal is that we know that the fiber has a broad bandwidth and also the loss is extremely low. So then that we use fiber to distribute the radio. For example, mostly this radio fiber is used for wireless access. For example, we can distribute this radio signal to the home, and at the home I have an antenna. Then we distribute the radio signal at the home through antenna, so all the mobile devices at the home can be connected, but very broad bandwidth.
Okay, well now let me ask you about that, because of course, one of the downsides to the broadcast paradigm, at least in the radio programming business, is that, you know, the radio station can only reach out so far. The geographic limit, you know, might typically be anywhere from 5 to 50 miles.
Yes.
Maybe a little more in certain cases. If I distribute my radio over fiber, I would assume that I can extend the reach considerably.
Yes, Rob.
How much?
You can to everywhere. Once you see the fiber can reach, then the radio can be delivered to that point.
Yeah.
And the most significant point for this radio fiber is that the bandwidth. So we can use the radio fiber to deliver very broadband signal for wireless access. For example, the future internet. You have mobile devices. You can download films and high-definition TV at a very high data rate, we get them up to 1 gigabit per second.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. Now, you've got another special session here about the ultra-wideband technology. This is something we hear about from time to time. You guys are on the cutting edge. You've got the research community there at the conference talking about ultra-wideband. Tell me a little bit about where we are with the deployment on that.
Yes, ultra-wideband also is a very, very interesting, very new, and very hot area at this time. And ultra-wideband, it's a technology recently approved in 2002. In fact, approved by the FCC, or Federal Communications Commission of the U.S., to use a broad ultra wideband. That means that's from about three gigahertz to 10 gigahertz range. And this is mostly used for home networking, very high speed home networking. So we have this special station, which is chaired by Dr. Zhang from the Communications Research Center of Canada. And another topic within this special station, we have a topic about ultra-wideband over fiber. It's similar to the radio fiber we discussed earlier. So ultra-wideband over fiber, because ultra-wideband usually is for short distance. It's a home networking. How to connect all the homes, for example, from the community. So we can distribute this ultra-wideband signal over optic fiber.
Wow, fantastic. Antennas, Radar, and Wave Propagation, ARP 2007, is going to be in Montreal, Quebec, May 30th to June 1st. You can go over there and meet Professor Yao and all of his research constituents. Check it out, iosted.com. Nadia, thanks so much for bringing Professor Yao to the show. Fabulous, fabulous content. When we come back, we're going to talk to the folks at SCALE, the Southern California Linux Expo. We'll be right back.